so good to see you. I have to say, I've missed seeing you.
I know. Very long time since we've done this, because also the last one you guys did was without me.
Oh, how could we?
And that was like December 14th or something.
It has been a while.
Our poor fans. We miss you. We know you miss us.
Yes. Refreshing the bits page on Spotify or Apple, wondering where the fuck did they go?
Yeah, and we're okay. We just had a little break.
Just a nice, long, needed break, I think. It's fine. Yep.
Yeah, refresh. But it was our season. You know what? We have seasons. Was our off season.
Yeah, that's right. That was season two that wrapped up. Now we're in season three, basically.
Now we're into season three of the bits. Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome to the bits.
You'll never know when a new season starts.
No, or ends, really. Or ends. It's actually pretty unclear to us as well. Well, hello. This is Paulina.
This is Claire.
And this is Quinn.
Quinn, where are you?
I am actually in my friend's guest room in Denver, Colorado.
Oh.
So, yes. You can see the pillows from the bed I'm staying in the background and everything.
Oh, those
beautiful
are
Colorado.
Fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those
the Sunshine
silk?
State. Denver.
I'm not sure that that's what it's. I'm not sure that's what it is. It's a flyover state.
Yeah, I'm just quoting old school because that's my of my favorite lines.
I know.
Wilson. Okay, everybody. Yeah, got it.
Are those silk sheets?
I'm not even really sure. I actually don't know what.
I've always wondered if you just like get on a silk sheet, if you just kind of like slide off it slowly. You know?
I think that you get staticky attached to it.
Oh, it like hangs on.
Yeah, like a clingy.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not going anywhere.
All right.
No, well, release. No. I got to get
kind
out.
Of like this episode so far.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get down to business.
Speaking of Denver, they had a takeover tour PWHL game there last week that that made the news a little bit because their fans were yelling something out. They want a team.
Yep, they were chanting. They got a chant going. We want a team. I think that's probably the sense with a lot of different cities, because I know that would be the sense in Edmonton. Shout out Edmonton. Let's get that chant going on February 16th. The PWHL is certainly creating buzz. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
It's so awesome. Selling out Vancouver. They sold out the arena in Vancouver.
They've had more fans than any Canucks games so far this season.
Hey, Vancouver can fill an arena. Look at that.
Look at that for women. We like that. This is the one time I'm in support of Vancouver.
I know.
Way to
go,
Vancouver.
I agree.
We put up on our Instagram account, we did a poll to see if people, our listeners, our followers, thought that we could have a team. Majority yes was that Edmonton could support a team. But there were some concerned folks that thought maybe, you know, would we have enough? We've got the Oil Kings already. Would there be enough in Edmonton to kind of sustain a team, not just, you know, these toured games? I think yes. I don't think it compares to the Oil Kings. I think women's sports are different.
We don't
have a pro women's sports team here, so it's not apples to apples. It'll draw a totally different crowd.
Completely.
Some in the Venn diagram will cross over for sure, like us. But there'll be plenty of people that would come to a PWHL game that wouldn't go to one of those other games. That's my take.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that completely.
And especially just considering the talent, we could have some Edmonton girls on the team. And speaking of Edmonton girls, one of the reasons we've been gone so long is that we've been waiting to have some special guests. And unfortunately, you know, that was kind of going to be our kickoff to the new year. Unfortunately, they've come up against some sickness, but we will be having two PWHL players, Edmonton gals, who will be playing in their hometown for the takeover. We're going to leave you on a cliffhanger, and maybe you want to go and investigate that roster, learn a little bit more about the Ottawa Charge. But yeah, so stay tuned for that, because we're very excited to welcome a couple of Edmonton girls onto the podcast at some point.
Hopefully once the plague ripping through the teams, subsides a bit.
Yeah. Turns out you need vocal cords to do a podcast.
Yeah.
That's pretty key element.
Yes.
Well, we're really excited about that.
And speaking of the Ottawa Charge, listen, girls, let's talk about the jersey because I'm worried. So the PWHL takeover in Edmonton is February 16th. It is the Ottawa Charge up against the Toronto Scepters. And for those of you who have not seen the jerseys, because of course, year one, they didn't have team names. So now they've got the Ottawa Charge. And we've got ourselves a red flame looking C.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
How do we feel
about... Seems a little familiar.
I love cheering on hometown players. I'm very curious to know how they feel about it because they're from here. The Flaming Sea can really get under the skin. So, yeah. I mean, I don't love it if I'm being honest. I don't love it. I'd love if it was a Flaming E.
It doesn't look that much like the Flames logo.
Come on.
The problem is that it's red too. Like
and
it's just
red,
all
yellow.
All of it. It's a red sea, period.
I am not as triggered by the Flames logo as you two are, though.
Well, we know you're a Flames sympathizer, so neither of us are surprised.
Mm-hmm. Do we think Edmontonians are gonna take that to heart though?
I don't know that Edmontonians are gonna put it together. Right
wow.
away.
When's that jersey when they come out of the out on the ice, if they don't do any kind of investigation prior to, they're going to be like, what the?
It looks more like a Cleveland Cavaliers jersey.
I very much disagree.
I'm just trying to, you know, help Ottawa out here.
I just shared in the chat a side-by-side for you to take a look at of the Calgary Flames logo and the Ottawa Charge logo.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
The color palette, there are some differences. The forward motion of the C.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The
fast C.
It's moving. Yeah. It's charged.
It's moving. Yeah, that C is
it's
on
the charging
roof.
Forward.
Sure.
But here's the thing. All right, Edmonton, this is our shout out to you. Toronto Scepters do not have a local girl, and it's Toronto, and we do love to hate on Toronto and Edmonton.
Here's the thing. We're still cheering for Ottawa.
Well, without a doubt,
I won't be buying a jersey, but I will probably won't be buying any charge gear. I'll probably go neutral with a PWHL t-shirt or something like that. But there is absolutely zero doubt in my mind that I will be cheering for the Ottawa Charge moving forward, period.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, but you know, we might be lucky to speak to some of the Scepters. How are they going to feel about that?
I don't care.
Okay, well, I'm a big Nurse fan.
Well, that,
so you
yeah,
may
me too.
See me, you may see me in the blue and yellow, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to root for Sarah Nurse, let's be honest. But, I mean, we've got the local girls on the charge. I want to hear what they have to say about,
you know,
oh, man, there's even the yellow in there too. Yeah, I mean.
It's very Calgary Flames.
Okay.
You know, the good thing is we don't have to choose. So I don't know if you went to the WNBA game. Yes, I do, because I know you were there. But you don't have to choose. Who was it? Was Seattle and L.A.?
I was all in on L.A.
I know.
Obviously.
But as someone who was fan neutral, I really enjoyed it. You don't actually have to pick a side if you don't want
you
to.
You didn't pick the Nurse side on that one? So you're a Sarah Nurse fan, but not a Kia
Oh.
Nurse fan, Claire?
I also really like Cameron Brink, as we've discussed. But I'm just saying you don't have to choose if you don't want to.
We want our own team. Let's
we want our own
one.
Team.
We want our own
give me
team.
A team.
And, yeah. We
just
want
a
team.
A team.
We want a
we
team.
We want a team.
You know what's
we
funny
want,
is
yeah.
When I saw that Denver clip, it was sent to me. And initially it just said Denver fans chant, we want a team. And it was like that right after that Broncos game where they just like lost terribly. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, sell the team.
We want the team. We want a real team. I'm like, this is hilarious. I'm like, oh, no, it has nothing to do with that. But Denver fans in general, Denver broadly just wants a team somewhere, it seems like right now.
What
when
team?
you find out when you're on the ground what morale is like
as soon as we get off the podcast, I'm heading downtown and I'm gonna hit the streets and find out.
And shout out to Kate and Ave Communications, a local social media agency here in Edmonton. They will take care of all of your social media needs, including social media management, content creation, they're the best to do it here. So take a look at their Instagram. They do really great work at Kate and Nave Comms, or go to their website at kateandnave.com.
Big supporters.
Fans over there. We're big fans.
Sports
there.
Fans and supporters of the bits. So we
love
them.
They're supporters of the bits, and we appreciate them. And they're just big sports fans in general.
They throw great parties too. So
they do. Listen, you want to work with them. I don't know what to tell you. You want to work with Kate and Nave.
Okay, so getting into NHL, talking about the Oilers, the trade deadline is looming March 7th. And I thought maybe we could break down what the trade deadline is all about, what it means for teams, and then maybe we could talk about who we think could be on the block for the Edmonton Oilers. So Quinn, do you want to kind of break down what that trade deadline is?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, for those fantasy lovers as well, as I know that you guys are. So the trade deadline broadly, most leagues have it. Once you get, basically your roster is locked in at that point. So basically there can be no trades after that. So the deadline is typically about like 4 or 5 o'clock Eastern time. So we hit like a 3 o'clock deadline here. And after that, no trades can be made for the rest of the season in the NHL. So your roster is locked in. And that's why it is really important, because the teams, like there's always, we always say there's buyers and sellers during the trade deadline, right? So sellers are, you know, clearing up cap space. They're, you know, to be able to build on their team in the upcoming years. So they might trade to get more draft picks and trade one of their top players. And then the buyers, of course, are the people, are the teams like the Edmonton Oilers will be in March, looking to bolster their roster to make a charge to the Stanley Cup.
And maybe offload, I guess, too, right? Like you say, clear cap space. So they might be making some cuts so that they can.
Typically they'd have to make some trades to, like, they might have to, you know, make some moves to clear up some cap space. And what a lot of teams will also do, if they are trying to, you know, offload a player, if they're sellers, they will actually pay some of the cap. So they will retain some of the salary and continue to pay that salary. So, I mean, those are all things that could play in the Oilers' favor. Of course, we know they don't have a ton of cap space. With that said, with Evander Kane recently going through another surgery, he will stay on long-term injured reserve and his cap does not go against the cap hit. So they are being given a bit of grace there in terms of being able to possibly use some of that cap space, but then you get into a bit of trouble if he does end up returning. So, so it'll be really interesting. So last year at the trade deadline, of course, the Oilers traded for Adam Henrique, who ended up staying on, and he's having a hell of a season. You know, a couple really big goals recently. So you can just, and you know, but prior to that, Matthias Ekholm, I mean, obviously my favorite Edmonton Oiler, they traded for him. That was completely out of nowhere. Shocked to see the Predators trade him. And then the Oilers just got a hell of a defenseman in that one. Mm-hmm. So
no kidding.
You know, so many years, it's like, who are the Oilers going to offload? And now we get to be like, who are they bringing in to make this team even better? But then again, like, trade deadlines can also be such a risk. You can bring guys in and they're not a fit.
Totally.
And then it ruins like the entire chemistry of the dressing room. Right. So you do have to be fairly careful, you know, especially if things are going really well, which they are for the Oilers. But I think the Oilers do have some guys that wouldn't miss too much.
Yeah, so let's chat about that a little bit. I mean, one of the things, though, even thinking trade deadline, it seems soon and early in the season, but then I realize it's really not. Like,
it's very close to the end. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's because we had such a deep run. The season went so long that it's like, oh man, it season hasn't even started yet because.
Yeah. March 8th. Yeah. March. Yeah. What? Yeah. That's when things really get exciting.
But so going back to Evander Kane. If there's a chance of him coming back this season, I could see him getting traded. What do you guys
think? The thing is that he's just not, like, unfortunately, I just don't think he's going to be healthy enough before. Like, that's the thing frankly, because of the character.
Yeah.
He
keeps on getting surgeries.
I don't want
nobody
him on
would
the team
nobody
anymore.
Would want well nobody's going to take him either.
Evander Kane has an expiry date on
totally.
Every team.
And we've chatted about that a little bit, but I guess I'm more of a question to you both, like, is there a chance that he could come back this season? And therefore, does that potentially put him on the trading block
I
versus
just
him
don't think he'll
staying?
be ready in time. And
Okay,
so
so
then you
that's good
just
for
don't
us.
have any. Yeah, then it means he sticks around, right?
Yeah, but he's not,
Just
like you
kind of,
say,
he's just kind
he's
of dead weight though on the team. Like it's not really
yeah.
benefiting us either.
At least he's just kind of away from the team right now. Like I'm just not really sure how I feel about his character in the dressing room. For me,
Fair.
I think the guy that's on the trading block is Jeff Skinner. That's a
Yeah.
tough deal to make because he hasn't done much.
Yeah. And it's
So I don't know
confusing. We
what you
already
get
have
for
a
him.
Skinner.
Yeah.
Safe to say we were expecting more when he showed up as far as, his experience and the points he's put up in the past. He's had a rough start. Hopefully he comes alive in the second half of
And
the
I was trying
season,
to
but we'll
say,
see.
yeah, like I was hoping, like, I'm like, maybe he's like Connor Brown, you know,
Yeah.
like struggled,
Oh,
struggled, struggled
love.
to put up points, gets that first goal late in the season. Gets like almost a
Comes
standing
alive.
ovation at Rodgers Place because
God,
he
no
gets that first
kidding.
goal. But then, like, think about how clutch he was in the playoffs, right? So
Yeah,
I
totally.
like to believe that maybe there is that potential with Jeff Skinner that, you know, it's like, okay, it's just going to click.
And I
He's
feel
going to
like we
get a
can.
couple points and then
I
let's
feel
ri
like
like ride it.
we can trust that Knobloch will see the potential if it's there too.
Yeah, I mean, he's not always the ones making the call on this stuff,
Yeah.
I guess, so too. Like the other one you mentioned, Adam Henrique. Sorry, I say Henrique, but it's definitely Henrique.
Bilingual ladies.
I disagree. I don't think he has had a great season to start. Like he's had a rough start. He's had some good points, but not nearly where I think the expectation is. Love the guy. I like seeing him out there, but not that I think he's going to get traded, but yeah, I hope to see him kind of light a spark too in the next few weeks here.
Well, I mean, he's had a few big goals. He's starting to be able to put the puck in the net. And I mean, where he is in the lineup, when you get the goals from those guys, it's a great thing. You know, when you're deeper in the lineup, you're not expecting as much scoring from them. So to get some goals
True.
from him, I just, you know, I think it's a good thing. And we just need guys to be starting to like trending upwards. And I'd say he's trending upwards rather than downwards, like Jeff.
More upside potential for
Yes.
sure.
I just want to I had another quick question. I want to go back to what you said, Claire, about might not necessarily be up to Knobloch, of course, like who gets traded. I know that there's definitely a lot more people involved in that decision, but I'm curious how much influence does a coach have with players that get traded?
I would say quite a bit of influence because that's a per like you know he's creating the lineup. He's also just immersed in the team in terms of understanding the character, understanding
Yeah.
where somebody is. I mean, obviously Stan Bowman has the absolute
For
final
sure.
say on you know, but there would be a lot of conversations about what the lineup looks like without this guy and where
Right.
you think, you know, like, so, I
Some
mean, I'd love to
consultation.
be in the room for some of those conversations. Like, how cool would that be? Just like completely understanding exactly what they talk about and that kind of thing. Like, I've always wanted to be a part of that and
Yeah.
understand that.
And I
Yeah, it would
imagine
be
a lot of like
interesting.
coach player chemistry
Yeah.
and
Oh,
getting a
yeah.
feel for like workability, all that too. Yeah, I
Like
bet
if
they're
you're
consulting.
clashing, then it's not gonna look good for you if you're not performing and you're also clashing with the coach. But if the coach is like, yeah, this guy's not performing, but I do see the potential and kind of vouches for them, then there's more likelihood that they could stick around for a bit longer. So
Yeah. And then it's
yeah,
just
I'm just
also
curious.
what you're gonna get for a guy,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Like, you know, right now you're probably, you know, Claire, you asked about who's on the block. I would say Jeff Skinner, and I would also say Derek Ryan, frankly.
Yeah. And he's 38. He's 38 this year. He's been a healthy scratch multiple times. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, other than that, I can't really think of a guy. I mean, the thing is like you just never know, right? Because if they're going to be able to land like a great defenseman and you have to give up some pieces, the one thing with the Oilers is that they don't have a first round draft pick this upcoming draft, I don't believe. They don't have a lot in the cupboards in terms of like what's coming because they're in win now mode, right? So
Yeah.
they've traded a lot of the prospects and a lot of the young guys, or let go some of the young guys. We talk about Dylan Holloway and Philip Broberg, right? They don't have a lot on the shelf, so they have to probably trade guys that are on the roster right now. They don't have the assets of like draft picks and that kind of thing to let go of. So it makes it tricky.
Makes it really tricky. And like you say, there's all the locker room dynamics too. You trade someone that's an influencer in there, like maybe even, I don't know, Corey Perry or I don't know who else you would even be talking about. It's so, I mean, you could even say, okay, yeah, I don't know. Be crazy. You could get crazy with it. Say Brett Kulak, like not that we would. But, for the right mix, maybe. But how does that affect the locker room?
I feel like they'd be crazy to do that because I personally think that trading or letting go of Cody Ceci was not good.
You don't.
Right. And so then, oh, not at all. I think he was, I mean, you just look at Leon Draisaitl, absolutely loved him. They were really good friends. And they all know it's a business, but I just think, oh. And Brett Kulak, just a good stay-at-home guy. I'd actually be pretty devastated if they let him go. So
Janmark? No,
don't
me
you
too.
dare, Stan.
Janmark, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think, like, if not the obvious, more obvious ones that we've mentioned, yeah, who would be the surprise? Maybe Janmark. We have quite a few centers. He's awesome. Love to watch him. I like the guy that I often get to sit next to at Rogers that calls him Janmark. Come on,
Janmark.
Janmark.
Go get him, Matthias Janmark.
And yeah, he, maybe he's someone that can get packaged for a strong D. You never know. It's fun to play
Strong D.
what if game. You love
Good old
big.
armchair GM.
Armchair GM. Looking for a strong D.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we?
I'm
Just you.
sure just you actually in this
Just
group,
you,
yeah.
actually.
I think if we I think there's probably something we'll talk about a bit more. We're weeks away and it'll only get more and more interesting the closer we get to it. But yeah, cool.
Rapid
Some
fire hour.
rapid fire
Let's
questions
hop.
we want to do.
Let's dive into it. Do you
Okay.
want me to
Got a
lead things
question.
off? All right,
Yeah,
I'll lead
you
things
go
off.
first. You go
All
first.
right. Home game or away game?
Home
What you
game.
picking? What's more exciting?
Home game. Who picks
I
an
mean,
away game?
I'm gonna pick home game. I mean, yeah. I mean, well, the thing is like if you're going to a Tuesday Oilers game versus Minnesota versus being like a Friday Flames Edmonton
That's
in
fair.
Calgary, I'm
Could depend
gonna
on the
choose.
matchup and the date.
Yeah. But yeah, more times than
Girls.
not, I'm gonna pick home game.
I want the hype and excitement of my fellow fans. I want to
That
be, you're like in it
camaraderie.
together.
Yeah,
I want the camaraderie.
totally. Yeah. All
So,
right. Okay.
Quinn, as I've been
Controversial
to
statement.
Denver, getting prepared to go to the Avalanche Oilers game on Thursday in Denver, Ball Arena. Can't wait. Gonna be a good game. I absolutely love being in enemy territory. I
Okay.
absolutely love it. And I think that the camaraderie is even better because when you see the rare fan that cheers for the same team as you, it's even more like uniting. Like you're like, yes, like high-fiving strangers in the on the concourse, and like you really come together with that. And I just love being a little cocky and lippy, and I get the chance to do that. And when your team scores, it is
You get
just,
to be smug.
you get to be smug AF. And I just love that. And that is absolutely my plan, to be an obnoxious Oilers fan asshole and really set the tone for how Avalanche fans see Oilers fans.
You know what?
So
This
I'm
is
really sorry, Edmonton.
this is
Let's keep
fair
a
because
positive taste Hey, let's keep it
No.
classy there, Quinn.
No.
I'm going to
So,
put the ass in class.
okay. So this that actually makes a lot of sense because when I'm at an Oilers game at home and there's like the few random people cheering for the other team sprinkled in there, those people find each other and they are the most fucking annoying people in the arena and I want to fight them. So you are doing what you should be doing by instigating that, by like getting under those people's skin. So I you know what?
God's
That is
work.
a that's actually a fair take. I do, however, think that I would prefer if you wore an Avs jersey and started a chant, "We want a team," in the arena.
And then threw your jersey on the ice.
To reveal my Oilers jersey.
Yes. After the Avs lose, start yelling, chanting, "We want a team."
I would say the most a correction, Paulina, if I may, the most annoying person in the arena is the one fan wearing a Leafs jersey when the Leafs are not
Aren't
playing.
even there. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's
There's
true.
always one.
That's one of my favorite things that the Oilers do at Rogers Place. I don't love all their in-game activations, but when they sound off the alarm and they say, "Alert, alert, we have a lost fan,"
Yes.
that is
That's
one
good.
of my favorite things. When
Yeah.
you call out somebody who's just wearing a random
Yeah.
jersey, you're like, "Oh, okay,
That's kind
bro."
of equivalent to like go sports. You know, you're
Yeah,
just wearing a
yeah.
jersey to a game. You have no idea who's playing. That's what that tells me. You don't know what's going on. You don't know who's playing.
I
What
don't
should I
mind if it's a
wear?
kid. I don't mind that because it's like
No,
they have a
that
hockey
kid
jersey and
should
they're
know better.
excited to wear it. If
No.
it's a kid, it doesn't bother me as much. They're like, go
Their
hockey.
parents shouldn't be allowing them to do that. They
No,
need to
they're those
teach them.
that's
They need
bad
to set the
parenting.
tone. It's bad parenting. I'm calling social services because you're not setting that kid up for success.
Hear you.
You
We have a friend who let her child wear a Florida Panthers jersey. I mean, the
Oh,
Florida Panthers
yeah.
were playing, but I mean,
And a sign.
what's going on in that house? What's going on in that house? He's young. He doesn't know what he's doing,
Yeah.
and
He
you're
could
letting him.
be inf yeah,
Yeah,
influence him back.
and if she
extremely
thinks I'm
misguided.
not, if she thinks I'm not going to have words with her 4-year-old son, she is incorrect. She's lucky Frank and I didn't cross paths in that arena.
You know, I think you're onto something about we need to we it's the parents' duty to guide them with those kinds of decisions. I have a recent example where, okay, you know, for those of us who are skiers or snowboarders, you've seen the on hill people wearing jerseys instead of a coat, or they wear it on top of their coat. I mean, it's a big no-no as far as I'm concerned. Not a fan of that look. We are skiing. We are not watching or playing or supporting
It's a
hockey in
winter
that
sport.
moment.
It's a winter sport. I don't know.
Okay, so go sports, Paulina. That's
I
what I'm
guess.
hearing.
I mean, what if I'm on a hill, can't I rep the team that I like?
No.
Okay.
So Caden was, oh, okay, well,
What if I
now this
painted
feels
my face?
controversial. Now this feels controversial because Caden was going to go skiing and he threw his jersey on. I was like, no, dude, wrong sport. He's like, what? I'm like, that's a $200 jersey, dude. You're not wearing it. It's going up the T bar. It's not happening.
Okay. That's fair.
But I
But you didn't
passionate
sell
wasn't
it as
about
like.
the, it wasn't about the T bar for me. It was about you're wearing the wrong gear.
So now we're going down another path. Do you think you should have been honest with your son?
Well, now I'm
That
feeling
it's
a
not
little
about the T
judged,
bar.
actually. Now I'm
Well,
feeling a little judged.
I mean, you did lie to your son.
No, I persuaded him.
Persuaded him. Okay.
You
I
guided
don't
him in
know.
the right direction. You did. You did.
Okay, we've gone rogue,
Yeah.
as we do. Okay, I have a rapid fire for you too.
We have also not followed what rapid fire really is.
It has not been rapid.
We
An
have
8-minute answer is not rapid.
No, okay,
We
we're gonna be
have,
more
what are we going
rapid?
to call it?
Rapid.
We'll call it
Fire.
not so rapid.
Medium fire.
Yeah, not
Medium
so rapid.
rapid smoldering ashes.
Smoldering. I like smoldering.
Smoldering fire. Okay.
Favorite jersey of all time? NHL. Favorite
NHL. Okay.
NHL
And we
jersey.
can't say Oilers, I'm assuming.
No, I'll say mine to kick it off. Mid-90s, mid to maybe late 90s, the Islanders had this like really cool
Yep.
one that was a fisherman. He was like a really cool fisherman with a beard and a stick, and a big wave, and the whole jersey was like wave inspired, and the colors were so good, blue and orange, which you know is on right in the pocket of the Oilers. Beautiful jersey. They had a terrible season, so they never wore it again, but
It's a
very cool.
great pick. It's a
That
great
was one of my
pick.
favorites.
Yeah. I like the Islanders jerseys in general, probably because they're similar colors to ours,
It's in
but
the
yeah,
palette.
it's in the palette. But that specific one is great. I this is kind of a random choice, but I've always really liked the Detroit Red Wings jersey.
Okay, I give her classic.
I find it's
Classic.
very classic. And I like classic.
Minimalist color
It's
wise.
somewhat, yeah, I also like that. And I've just it's kind of always it's always had this like retro feel to it, which I also am a fan of. And for whatever reason, when I was younger and I used to steal my brother's hockey cards, I didn't know who any of the players were, and I didn't know anything about hockey, but I always the my favorite cards were always the Detroit Red Wings ones. So I always just really liked the look of it.
Drawn to it.
I was always drawn to it, yeah.
I'm not gonna really go jersey. I have
Oh,
a few
okay.
that I like. I love the Golden Knights.
Shut the f get the fuck out of
Obviously,
here.
I'm joking. I can't even get through the
It's like the
sentence.
worst one.
It's disgusting.
It's awful.
The
Glare
Ferrero
helmet.
Rocher.
It's so
And like
stupid.
the like absolute sheen on it, like when you're up close, like
Oh,
it's
it's
sparkly.
glittery. It's so
It's
bad.
glittery.
That's the thing I like the most about it, No,
is the
it's
glitter.
oh.
Ugh,
Get
anyways.
out of here. Get out of here, Vegas.
I'm not gonna pick. I'm gonna pick the New Jersey Devils logo, and specifically black hat, and then that red green logo.
Oh, okay.
I just think it's tight looking. It is one of my favorite
Tight.
logos, and would never cheer for the New Jersey Devils. Don't really care about them in general, but
No.
for some reason, I just really like that logo. I don't necessarily like the jersey. I just like the logo.
Okay, well, I love that for you. I've always thought that logo looks very provocative and like sexy. It's like, I'm a
It's a
sexy devil.
sexy devil.
I'm a sexy devil.
Yeah.
Look out. I'm
Yeah,
gonna
like a
get you. I'm
leggy.
gonna poke you with my horns. Watch out.
This
So
is so this
good.
is the sluttiest logo in the league.
Yes, that's the one
New
Quinn
Jersey
likes.
Devils.
That
Yeah,
tracks.
that's a I wish.
Quinn would. Yeah. No, I don't
Quinn
know. I'm
would
making a
like
lot
that.
of Quinn slut jokes today.
She loves that sexy devil.
Those strong D's.
Strong D's and a slutty
Girls,
logo.
those don't exist. Anyways, let's go.
No.
Moving on.
They're so
All
weak.
female podcast. Sorry to
Okay,
the male
yeah.
listeners. Not that sorry.
Okay. My question for you is favorite game time snack.
Nachos.
Nachos for
At the
sure.
arena,
Arena, at the
hands
arena.
down.
Let's do at the arena.
Okay, at the arena.
Oh, so I thought.
Still nachos.
Is it still nachos like with the like the like
They
runny
put
like
those
the
like cheap jalapenos on there that like really get
Oh.
you up, but they're so good. They got the fake cheese. Are we gonna pause? Yep. I think she's okay. Maybe just a cough attack.
Did she pee her pants when she coughed?
Oh, I think that
'Cause
comes
I would.
later. That comes later. That comes after you push something through it.
It doesn't even come after you push something through it.
It comes
I pee
also
when I
after
cough.
40. Yeah, it's after
Yeah.
40 as well. You good? Okay. I love the like cheap jalapenos,
I do love the cheap
the
jalapenos.
fake cheese. Although fake cheese was kind of ruined for me when I played club soccer, we would do those fundraisers and work the football game, so I got to see the behind the curtains of
You know
nacho
how the
cheese
sausage
and
is made?
popcorn.
No.
Don't ever buy popcorn at a football stadium, I'll just say that. But
I
yeah,
love
I love
fake
the
cheese
nacho.
though. Bury me
Yeah,
in it. Preserve
so
me in
good.
it. Fake cheese.
You would be preserved.
Yeah.
The thing is, they need to add a few extra fixins, and I'm happy with those nachos. Just plain with stale chips, not doing it for me. But lately at Rogers, they've got fresh chips, they've got the green onion, they've got some tomatoes on there. Very good. What about you guys?
I'm going hot dog. I'm just going basic. If we're doing in arena, like you just can't go wrong. You're not going to get a bad hot dog. You know what I mean? Unless, like, I guess the bun is stale and stuff. But like if they warm up the bun, And like you can put whatever fixins on you. And then
Yeah.
especially like if you have like an elite place, like Commonwealth used to do this where it would be like a full buffet
Yeah.
spread of like sauerkraut, roasted onions, like, you know,
Yeah.
like all that kind of stuff, like sauteed onions. You could just load up and it'd be so
Oh,
good.
so good.
Yeah. So I'm going hot dog.
I'm going hot dog too.
I don't like
I
sitting
like the
next to
classics.
people that are drinking beer and eating hot dogs because their burps smell so bad.
Okay, well, I don't care. Because I'm drinking beer and eating a hot dog.
Yeah, you're the one
Well,
burping. You're fine.
I'm
You want to
not
be on the right side of
burping.
that.
My go-to is definitely a hot dog and a crispy boy at the game, or at the arena. If I'm at home, it's spicy, or it's jalapeno Cheetos and a crispy boy. But can I say something? If I may smolder for a minute, smolder the fire for a minute. I went to the Saddle Dome over the holidays. I was visiting my sister, and
The Flames lost, which was encouraging.
You wanted to
What?
cheer them on.
No, I didn't. I wore my Oilers hat.
Good for you. Good
They
for
were
you.
playing, so I did a go
After we
sports.
talk about
Yeah.
the guy in the jersey.
That's
Okay, anyway, you can
hilarious.
see this hat. You can see this hat. It is pretty subtle. You know, it's not like a in your face jersey. I like the hat. Okay. So I went to the game, and first of all, the Saddle Dome, shit's rough over there. Like it is not good.
When I think of the Saddle Dome, I think of West Edmonton Mall Water Park. That's kind of the visual.
Probably,
I mean, I love the water park, but
yeah.
yeah.
Well,
There's
one of the like
leaks.
oldest rooms at like Fantasyland Hotel, like one of the like the Roman room that they haven't renovated since like 1980. It's
That's
kind
the
of
one.
like that. So that I was like, shit, this is rough. Like I feel bad for the Flames fans having to like, this is their arena. And then
Suffer.
the event production is just like so subpar, but we're also so spoiled at Rogers with like the event production at the game. It's
Definitely.
so wildly different, I have to tell you guys. But they have this Foothills Creamery that is like tucked away somewhere. And my sister and I were walking and we're like trying to find the exit. And then we like happen upon this little Foothills Creamery stand. And she's like, oh my God, these girls at work have been talking about this ice cream. They say if we come here, we have to get the ice cream. I'm like, let's get the ice cream. And this was heaven in a little cup. I don't like,
Oh.
I have to say that got the Saddle Dome some points. It was a Cinnamalt like twist. So it's like
Oh.
chocolate with like a hint of cinnamon and vanilla.
Oh.
It was so good, you guys. Like
Yum. And
I
it's not going to
still,
melt all over the place. You're in a
yeah,
ice rink
I'm
arena.
still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about it.
Okay.
So
You
with,
add a little hint of cinnamon and I am in.
oh, it's, yeah. So the anyway, the arena falling apart. The ice cream, 10 out of 10.
On point.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Listen, for
That's the
hot.
glue that's holding the
So
Saddle Dome together right now.
that would be my, it is it, there. Yeah. The glue is ice cream.
That's
If
your
that, if I'm
go-to.
going to the game at the Saddle Dome, that is the in arena snack. 100%.
Going back to the dogs, I'm a real like if it's a barbecued hot dog, I'm on board. There's something about sometimes
The spit,
they're like
yeah.
boiled. They're
I don't
like
ask
boiled
questions.
dogs.
Boiled. Listen, come on.
To me, that's what you're looking at. If it can bend
Nah.
over, if you hold it up and it bends over, I don't want it.
It's leaning.
Yeah.
Okay, girls. I want to go adventure in
Okay.
downtown Denver.
Okay, gals. See you on
See you
another
another
time.
time.
Happy to do it.
Bye.